Welcome to Hey Julie here on JulieLand.com. And my guest today is a seduction expert. Her name is Mary Taylor. Thanks for being here, Mary.
Oh, thank you, Julie. It's my pleasure.
It's so good talking to you. I want to hear all about what it's like being a seduction expert and what Live Girl Productions is.
Well, we do so many things, but basically it boils down to we teach women how to strip for their partners at home. This is a much-needed service that we provide, and I've actually trained women in different cities to do what I do because I can't be at all the places at the same time.
Right.
I'm a national member of CAPS, which is the Canadian Association of Professional Speakers, and I travel to different cities doing my presentations.
So when you say seduction, you're talking stripping mostly.
Seduction mostly in the area of striptease. I'm also the author of a book called Bedroom Game, Stripteases, Seductions, and Other Surprises to Keep Your Partner Coming Back for More.
Ooh.
So the book is available in most major bookstores or through my website, and it basically talks about all the things that women go through when they're getting ready to do a seduction like striptease. For example, I believe that deep down every woman has a secret fantasy and has wondered what it would be like to actually do a performance for someone at home.
Right.
So once they have that deep-rooted fantasy, actually doing it is another story because then fear kicks in.
I was just going to say, I've been on stage stripping, and doing it at home to me sounds even scarier because
That's
I only
right.
have one person that I'm trying to impress.
That's right. You're absolutely right, Julie. It can be very, very scary when you're doing this for someone at home. So, you know, the second chapter in the book talks about fear and how to get over that. And, you know, one of the tips that I can give you to get over that fear is because stripping can be very empowering. It actually has you be, as you know, you were on stage before, it has you be in control.
Right.
So once you're clear about what you're doing and how to do it, then it becomes much easier. Here's a little example.
Okay.
Some women, when they go to a strip club and see male strippers, okay, the girlfriend might buy them a dance. Well, they feel like, oh, my God, here's this guy standing there dancing for you.
Uh-huh.
And you feel like basically an idiot. You don't know where to look. You don't know, oh, my God, he's going to think I'm a pervert. You're chatting with him about, have you ever been, you know, how long have you been working here?
That's so funny.
You're afraid of where to look when
right.
you've got this stud standing in front of you doing a striptease for you.
Exactly.
You don't know where to look. You think, if I look at his penis, he's going to think I'm a pervert, right? And so these are the same things that your partner is going to feel when he's sitting there and you're doing a striptease for them. So he might start laughing at you.
Right.
So he's not laughing at you. He's laughing because he's very nervous.
He's just as kind of afraid as you are, right?
Sure, he is. Absolutely, he is. So, you know, that whole chapter in the book about fear really helps you, you know, handle the situation and gain your control back, gain your power back. And once you have that, if he starts laughing at you, then it's a different story because you could just kind of shove him in the chair and tell him to just shut up and sit there and watch, you know,
like right.
in a fun way, of course. You could tie him up in the chair and while you do your little performance. And the way you look at him is very powerful so that you are definitely in control. So you don't start laughing because now you know what you're doing.
Oh.
And, of course, practicing the moves over and over again really helps that along.
I'm loving it. One of my one of the questions I got at Ask Julie is how do I get my wife to be a little slut at home and to be my little queen in public? This is a great way is to get her to start stripping for you.
Absolutely. And you know what? And the book Bedroom Games helps anyone do that because it really talks to you about taking control of the relationship and doing fun things for your partner. There's a whole part in the book that talks about role-playing, for example.
Okay.
Like, do you want to be dominating or do you want to be submissive? What kind of things could you do to be more dominating? If you're more of a submissive person in the relationship and your partner usually takes control, wouldn't it be a great surprise to just one day come home and have you be a dominatrix dressed up in leather telling him what to do for a change?
Oh, that's nice.
I think that a lot of guys would really like to do that.
What is your advice for the guys that are listening and want their women to do this, but how do they convince them or persuade them to try this?
Well, I think that they already have it in the back of their mind that they want to do it. And if the guys can be kind of supportive and lovingly encouraging about it, you know, like, honey, you know what? If you ever want to surprise me, a great way to do that would be to maybe do a little dance for me,
you know?
And leave it with them. Don't expect that they're going to run upstairs, change, and come down and do a striptease.
Right.
You know, perhaps their birthday might roll around or just a special occasion, and you know, or even for no reason at all. Buy them a copy of the book. Buy them the video as a little gift to give them little hints, you know, after you've, you know, expressed it verbally that, you know, this might be something that you would really enjoy. Or perhaps they might even say, honey, what about if I do a little striptease for you?
I was just going to ask that. What about the guy stripping for the girl?
Yeah, absolutely. The guys could do a little. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a big production. It could be just a little flirty thing, like, you know, just before you're having an intimate evening. You know, instead of just taking off your clothes and tossing them on the ground and diving into bed, how about, you know, turn some music on, light some candles, set the mood, and then start seductively taking off your clothes and tossing them with attitude, which is one of the things I teach you how to do in the book and the video.
I love it. Now, what is the very first thing I should do if I've never done it before, but I really want to do this for my husband or boyfriend or lover or...
Well, the very first thing you have to do is practice the move so that you feel comfortable because, you know, in my workshops, I've been doing these now since 1998. I'm the first one in Canada that started doing the workshops on how to strip for your partner, and I do this at bridal stagettes and home parties as well.
How fun. You
don't have to go out and take this big class or anything. You can have a little home party with your girlfriends, gather them up, you know, so that you could all learn together so it's not you're not so nervous. But the first thing you have to do is learn the moves, because I have women that say to me, oh my God, I tried doing it one night and I had the music on and I went to take off my clothes and I started da 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 and then I froze because
right.
I went, ah, now what?
Yeah.
What do I do now?
What do you do?
Because you don't know what to do next. So if you practice the moves over and over, and I came up with fun little names for these moves, things like stir the pot, the queen's wave.
I love it. So what's stir the pot?
Stir the pot is when you're standing there facing your partner, and you and play with your boobs is a really important thing, too. You should play with your boobs like circular motions as you stir the pot with your hips. So your hips are going from left to right in a circular motion as you're bending your knees, and you go up and down in a little circular motion, like a half circle almost, as you play with your boobs at the same time.
Either facing him or away, either one,
facing
right?
him. Usually you play with your breasts and you stir the pot with your hips as you face your partner. Then you slowly start turning. So that once your back is to your partner, you go into another move that I call the queen's wave. Well, you know how the queen has that famous wave that she does with her hand?
Yes,
well,
absolutely.
You're going to bend over, put your hands on your knees, and you're going to start doing a nice sway with your butt from side to side, almost like a figure eight, so that he's watching your butt go up and down and swaying around, right?
In front of his face.
Yeah, so he's looking at your butt.
Okay.
And then, again, you're going to play with your boobs, stir the pot, and start turning. Another really fun move I call boobs on Bob.
Boobs on Bob. What's that?
Well, boobs on Bob, Julie, I used to carry this dummy named Bob around with me to my workshops because, you know, women are visual and they like to have something that they can, you know, really relate to.
Right.
And instead of using a real live man where they might feel uncomfortable, I found this 6-foot-tall mannequin that was made out of squishy foam with steel inside them, right?
Uh-huh.
So, and I had him dressed in a fabulous Italian designer suit, and I would cart him with me to the workshops. And so I came up with a move called Boobs on Bob.
Okay.
And this helps you get up and down off the floor when you're doing a striptease. It's a great way to take your bra off as well. So as you're playing with your boobs, you go trace your hands along your body down to your knees. So you're facing your Bob, let's say. Let's call him Bob.
Okay.
And your butt is sticking out, and you're going to reach over, feel Bob's knees, and you're going to trace your hands all the way up to his thighs. Gently give a little squeeze.
So touching is a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And then you're going to lean your breasts into, or boobs, as I like to call them, onto Bob's chest. hence the boobs on Bob.
Okay.
So as your boobs are on Bob's chest, you're going to shuffle your boobs in there. Give it a little shuffle with your shoulders.
Shimmy, yeah.
Keep your head down. Trace down along his chest so your head is now in his crotch. And I always joke around and say, well, you could do a little Bob action while you're down there.
Bob on Bob.
A little Bob on Bob.
Very nice.
And then you can just pull your hands up to his knees. So now you bent your knees once your chest is on
right.
Bob. You've bent your knees, so now you're on the floor with your knees. And so you're going to reach behind you, put your head in their lap, reach behind you, and you can undo your bra, keeping your head down.
Right.
Take your bra off and toss your bra with attitude.
Of course.
Trace up with your hands on his legs up to his knees. Pull yourself up on your toes. Keep your head down. Put your hands on your knees.
Mm-hmm.
Cross them on your boobs. Flip your hair back.
Yes.
Stir the pot and then move your hands away from your boobs. Give it a little shake and show them what you got.
I love it. The attitude.
Attitude is very, very important. There's a whole section in the book about attitude.
And the hair. I like the
tossing your hair with attitude.
And also tickling them kind of with your hair, you know.
Absolutely. When your head is in their crotch,
uh-huh.
as you're pulling up, you can shuffle your hair in there.
Beautiful.
There's a couple of other moves in the book. Chapter 9 and 10 of the book describe all the moves. So there's another move in the book that as you're going down to take off a skirt, for example, you don't drop it when you get to your knees. When you take your skirt down to your knees, you can continue straight down till you get to your ankles
right.
and fluff your hair. Then when you let go of the skirt, you're going to trace up to your knees and flip your head back. So you do a head toss with your hair flying back.
So you're so specific in this book. I really don't have to be afraid of not knowing how to dance or what I'm doing.
No. The book in chapter 9 and 10 describes all the moves, everything you need to know.
So just practice at home a little bit before he gets home or
absolutely.
Whenever you can, but know your moves. That's
know your moves, because once you know your moves, you're not going to get stuck going, now what do I do?
Right.
But you know what's funny, Julie? I always say to the girls, you know, if you forget what to do, just play with your boobs and stir the pot. Because men are easily amused.
Right.
And just the fact that you would have the courage to do something like this for them, they're going to appreciate it no matter what.
Right. So go back while you regroup. Grab boobs, stir the pot, you'll be fine.
That's right.
I love it. And how about wardrobe? How should I go about deciding what to wear for this?
Yep, what to wear. Every woman's favorite question all the time. No matter what we do, we always have to figure out what to wear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's different things that you could wear. There's a whole chapter in the book that talks about clothes and what to wear. And it actually gives you tips and pointers on wearing an outfit that matches the mood you're in or the role that you're playing. For example, if you want to do a dominating role, there's so many things that you could dress up in that would show the dominant part of the role that you're playing.
Right.
Like if you want to be a dominatrix, well, of course, the leather and, you know, the little whip and the high black boots and stuff like that.
Props
are very important. If you want to do let's say, like a warrior, Xena, the warrior princess,
mm-hmm.
or Wonder Woman. Those are very dominating, powerful roles. And this is the best time of year around, my favorite time of year is Halloween, because Halloween gives you permission to go out and be as trampy as you want. And the trampier you look, the more people go, wow, do you ever look great?
I love it. Isn't that fun?
Halloween is so much fun. It really gives you permission to just go and just be whatever you want to be, and it's okay.
What are you going to be?
This year, I think I'm going to be Elvira.
Ooh.
I snagged my second husband at a Halloween party
as
years
Elvira.
Ago, dressed as Elvira. I think I'll do it again. I'm ready for a new husband.
Oh, I love it. That's funny. I'm thinking about being a slutty clown.
A slutty clown?
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
You know, like you yeah. said, it's an excuse to do anything I want. So.
That's right. Well, you know, the other thing is things like a nurse or a schoolgirl are very popular too, you know. But you could just be a bitch boss and dress up in a really sexy business suit.
Power suit.
A power suit, absolutely.
Anything to totally avoid when you're stripping for your lover when it comes to wardrobe?
Well, of course you have to pick something that's going to complement your body. Mm-hmm. So what you want to avoid is something that really doesn't complement you.
Right.
And the best judge of that is when you look in the mirror. If you feel really good about what you're wearing and you go, yeah, I can do this, then that's, you know, that's the best tip I have for you. Because if you're wearing something that you go, God, I don't know how I'm going to take this off. And, well, how do I do that? Oh, I look too fat. Or
right.
I look
if you're already skinny. Thinking about that, you're going to be nervous.
If you're already thinking about that, forget it. Change into something else. Even if it's not as flashy, simple sometimes is best.
Makes sense. I always think it has to be like, you know, the stripper outfit, when really it could be just clothes you already have at home.
That's, oh, yes. You know, I talk about in, like, all the time, one of my favorite things to talk about is look in your closet, pull out your panty drawer, mm-hmm. get rid of all those worn out panties with the elastic that's all stretched out, or, you know, or they're too small or too big. Get clean out your panty drawer. Pull out your bras and panties that maybe match or you could do something with, and you can actually very inexpensively decorate things at home with what you have. You know, maybe get a skirt that you really like, and you could dress it up by going to, let's say, a dressmaker supply store, like a fabric store, mm-hmm. where they have all kinds of decals and fringing. And you remember those beads that they used to put on the bottom of lampshades?
Absolutely.
You can get that by the strand, by the yard. Pick up a couple of yards of some beading or some fringing and decorate the things that you have at home.
It's a great idea instead yeah. of spending tons of money on this.
Yeah, especially, you know, you may or may not and never wear it again. So use what you have at home for starters. Then, of course, as you get to be a pro, you can go out and take him shopping and let them buy you all kinds of fun stuff.
Oh, yay. That's always a good time. You deserve it. Get out there and get yourself a treat. Now, the treat that you should get is this book called Bedroom Games.
Bedroom Games.
Excellent. And I can get it at livegirlproductions.com?
You can get it at, actually, you know, the shorter website address is peelandplay.com.
Excellent.
Peelandplay.com. You can get it through the website, or you can just go into a regular bookstore, and if they don't have it, they'll order it for you. But the video, Stripicide, is definitely available on my website at peelandplay.com.
Okay. And another, The Art of Seduction, also another video?
The Art of Seduction is the first one that I produced, and that one gives you, for beginners, it gives you all the tips and pointers about what we talked about, the clothes,
right.
what to wear, and the role-playing. That's all in The Art of Seduction. The Stripicide one is all the moves that we're doing now. So if you get both, of course, you're going to benefit from it. And we also have a CD with 8 fabulous songs that you can listen to, practice dancing to, and they're the last 3 songs are fabulous on that CD.
That was my next question, was the music. Is it fast? Should I pick something slow? How do you decide what kind of music to use?
Your first song should be, you know, a little bit fast or, you know, bold, kind of out there so that you can move really well to it. You can strut with attitude in it as you're going back and forth in front of your partner. And then the second song, you should slow it down a little bit.
Right.
And the third song should be nice and slow because you'll probably be on the floor doing a floor show for your third song.
Ooh.
So when you're on the floor doing a floor show and taking off your panties and doing another move like the G-string fling, that's when you want to be doing something nice and sexy and slow. And the
right.
CD has all of that on there.
Oh, so if I get that and the video, I am 100% prepared.
You are 100% prepared if you get that.
Do you think it's a good idea to go to a strip club maybe and get ideas there? Or is that just kind of...
Well, you can go to a strip club, but however, nowadays, the strip clubs have changed so drastically.
Mm-hmm.
This could actually be a whole other topic for another show. The strip clubs have changed so drastically that the dancers are not really doing performances anymore like
right.
they used to, with the fancy costumes and, you know, the 20-minute shows and the wonderful moves. Nowadays, the dancers are basically wearing little bikinis or little mini skirts with halter tops
right.
or long gowns that are just simple little gowns with nothing on underneath. They go up there for, you know, 2 or 3 songs on stage, and they basically walk around playing with their boobs. you know.
Isn't it a shame?
It's a real shame. It's really unfortunate, but, you know, the business, and, you know, the dancers don't even get paid to be there anymore, so they put in less and less effort all the time.
And they actually have to pay to be there a lot of times.
That's right. They have to pay to be there all the time.
But it's so disappointing when you go into a strip club, and there's the girl just standing there holding onto the pole, going in a circle.
Well, that's because they're not getting paid to be there. And all that is now is a way for them to advertise what they look like so that the guys will pay $20 a dance for them to do a lap dance.
Right. Oh, the good old days.
Yeah, the good old days. I miss those days, too. And that's why I'm putting on a burlesque show coming up next year.
Oh.
Probably by November. Should have it done. So we're doing auditions for people that want to perform in the show. The first one will be held in Toronto.
Okay.
But we will want to travel it as it gets better.
Oh, that is a great idea.
Because so many women have never, ever been to a strip club. They don't know what a stripper does or what they wear or anything. So a burlesque show like this, and I know that there's quite a few of them popping up through the United States in different
cities.
LA
has a very big scene, actually.
That's right.
It's neat.
And, well, New Orleans used to. Now I don't know if it's building back up to that degree. But actually, New Orleans, right after that Katrina, one of the first establishments that opened was a strip club.
Isn't that amazing?
After Katrina. Yeah.
Right. You know what we all need. So do you attend the All About Sex show there in Toronto?
I've been doing the Everything to Do with Sex show for 6 years in a row. And actually, there's a new company called the Sex and So Much More show.
Oh.
And it's going to be in different cities. I know that I'm going to be in Denver, Colorado, and Houston, Texas.
Oh, wow.
And Minnesota. So if you check my website, it'll have the dates of when I'm going to be appearing in those cities.
Oh, that's great.
So you can come down and watch a live presentation. It's a wonderful show. It really does have everything to do about sex in the show.
How fun.
Yeah.
What a great day. And also, can I hire you? Are you pretty much just in Toronto that you do the home seminars? I mean, I could get you to travel if...
Oh,
the
I
price
do.
Right.
I do travel. I have done workshops, full day workshops that I've designed to do in different cities, and I've been to Cincinnati, Ohio, just this past summer, and I was in Texas. It was just outside of Houston, the town I was in, and it was wonderful. You know, when you get anywhere, you get lots of women show up, and it's usually at a hotel. It's a full day, so the whole morning. And then we break for lunch, and then we do all the moves in the afternoon. And everything we talked about, we cover in the full-day workshop. It's a wonderful workshop, and I do travel.
What a great bachelorette party.
Yeah.
That would be.
It would be.
Mary Taylor, thank you so much for joining me today.
And Julie, it was my pleasure. It was great to hear you again.
Thank you. And I'm so excited about your book. Go to peelandplay.com. It's called Bedroom Games. You need it. You want it. And go get it. And also check out her schedule and see her in person.
Thanks, Julie.
Thank you, Mary. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.